弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
我觉得我每次站在这里，我都觉得有一点心惊胆跳。
I feel a little bit tense every time I stand up here.
因为这个地方实在是很高，好像居高临下。
Because this is very much elevated.
当然这个地方是一个圣坛。
But of course, this is an altar.
所以站在这里的时候，我们难免要更加的警醒。
Of course, we have to be reverent.When we stand up here in worship,
所以真的可以想象每一个牧者传道站在这里上面的心情啊。
So I could empathize with every speaker and pastor who stands here to speak.
但是我相信，当你们今天来到这里的时候
，But I believe as you come here today,
容许我说一句话。
Allow me to say something.
或许你心里需要经过一点的斗争。
Maybe there is a bit of a struggle in your heart.
是出去玩呢
？Do you want to go out and play?
是跟朋友去约会呢
？Or have a date with a friend？
是去 shopping 呢
？Or go shopping？
还是进到教会来崇拜主呢
？Or come to the house of God to worship Him？
感谢主。
So thanks to God。
我真的要说一句，今天能够在主的面前敬拜他的人，真是有福了。
That I will tell you, blessed are those who come to the house of God to worship Him。
在耶稣传道的时候。
So when Jesus was preaching,
有许多人也是一直跟着他，拥挤他。
There were many people who willingly followed him.
当我们晓得有许多人是为了要听他的教训。
Many followed him to listen to his teachings.
有许多人想要看他行神迹。
Many followed him to look at his miracles.
有的真的是有困难，想要寻求耶稣的帮助。
Perhaps many had difficulties and needed a solution from Christ.
但是其中也有人为的是想要找他的把柄来控告他。
But maybe there were those who were there to find something to provoke him.
耶稣知道这所有听到的人当中他们的心态都不一样。
But Jesus knew the different states of the attitudes of those who listened to him.
就像每一个到教会来敬拜神的人，我们的心态可能也不一样。
It is much likeAll of us here, we bring here different attitudes as we listen to God's word.
所以耶稣就在圣经里面，他把四种土地来做了一个比喻。
So Jesus spoke of a parable about four types of soil.
就是把所有听道者的心态做了一个比较。
And he exemplifies the different attitudes of his listeners.
他的目的是要让每一个听道者明白怎么样才是一个真正有福的听道者。
And his purpose was to make the listeners understand who is he that is truly blessed.
所以我想我今天也要用这个四种土地的比喻来和弟兄姐妹分享一下。
Today I would like to share with you the parable of the sower.
请我们翻开马太福音第十三章。
Let us turn now to Matthew chapter 13, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13.
第一本福音书马太福音第十三章。
The first Gospel, Matthew.
这个比喻是一个最完整的比喻。
It is a very complete example.
因为前面耶稣讲了比喻，后面他就做了解释。
Because on the front he spoke about a parable, and after that he explained a parable.
但是我今天要更细微的来解释。
But today I would like to attempt to evenclarify the explanation.
好，我们翻开马太福音第十三章，从第一到第九节。
Let us turn now to Matthew 13, verses 1 to verse 9.
好，中文、英文一起听我来读。
Okay, let's follow as we read.
当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集。他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说。有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快。日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长出来，把它挤住了；又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的，就应当听。好，我们圣经打开，我们先低头做一个祷告。
Let us now bow our heads as we join our hearts in prayer.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们来到你面前。
As we come before your presence，
我们要向你献上感谢。
We would like to offer our thanksgiving，
因为这是一个蒙福的开始。
Because this is a blessed beginning。
愿主借着今天的崇拜
，Lord， we pray that you remember today's worship，
把你所应许的福
，that all your blessings and promises，
亲自从天上倾倒下来。
That you will bring them down from heaven.
让今天来到你面前的每一位弟兄姐妹
so that each and every one of us that has come before your presence today
都能够活生生地看见什么是你的祝福
will truly personally witness your own blessings
更愿主让我们能够从心里听见你从天上来的微小的声音
and more importantly Lord let us open our hearts so that we may listen to that still small voice in our hearts
愿主圣灵在我们当中
may the spirit of God be among us
恩膏讲的翻译的
Anoint the one who speaks and translates.
也恩膏在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
And anoint every one of us that listens.
让我们在你里面同得造就。
That within you we will all be built up.
同得你的祝福。
That we will all be blessed.
献上我们的感谢。
We offer our thanksgiving.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，刚才我们读的十三章马太福音十三章第一到第九节这个比喻。
Okay. We just read.Matthew chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 9.
是整个故事的一个概要。
This is the outline of a story.
那么在17节到23节这个地方。
Now beginning from verse 17 to verse 23.
我要请弟兄姐妹继续自己读下去。
You can follow on your own.
主耶稣把这四种土地做了一个非常详细的解释。
The Lord Jesus himself explained in detail the meaning of the parable.
他不但是让这个听道者能够知道怎么样的听道者才是真正有福的听道者
Not only was he trying to explain what is a true good listener
同时让现代的这些信徒们能够查验一下我们自己是属于哪一种土地
But even for us today that we can examine our own hearts to see who among us is truly the right follower
好所以我们就要从17到23节这里面我们来分析
So starting from verse 17, let us study the Bible.
我们讲到第一种土地
The first type of soil.
就是耶稣讲的在路旁走到的听道者
And the Lord said the first type are those that fell by the besides the road.
我相信我们都晓得在路旁走道上是没有办法种东西的
And we all realize that if the seed falls by the wayside, by the sidewalk.
因为那个是很多人来来往往践踏
Many pedestrians would trample and walk over it.
所以没有人会去管理那块土
And nobody is toiling the sidewalk.
通常的上面就是充满了干土或者是杂质或者是石头
It is often dry soil or even rocks.
所以任何种子撒下去在那里根本没有办法扎根也没有办法成长
So when the seed falls by the wayside There is no chance for it to take root
那耶稣讲这个路旁走道的听道者
So when Jesus said that the person who walks by the wayside
是代表一个硬着心的听道者
Represents a person who is hardened in his heart
那么在十九节这里他告诉我们说
Verse 19
凡听见却不明白的就有恶者来把他心里的道夺去了
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it the evilOne comes and snatches away.
当然这个恶者通常在圣经里都是指的是撒旦。
So the evil one here represents Satan.
撒旦怎么能够夺去在人心中的道呢
So how can Satan snatch away what is in your heart?
其实是自己的责任。
In fact, this is our own responsibility.
是因为人自己不想听。
Because a person is unwilling to listen.
不想去明白。
Unwilling to understand.
而是这人自己把这个福音的种子留在心门外。
Or perhaps...The person willingly or intentionally leaves the seed outside his heart.
再说白一点，是他自己把这个福音的种子推出去放弃了。
To be honest, you can say that the person gives up or ignores the seed.
所以撒旦才有机会来把这个种子拿走。
So this gives Satan the chance to snatch away what was planted.
其实，在我传道的这些年当中。
As in many years that I've been sharing the gospel.
我确实有看到许多人，他们会来教会听道。
I have seen many people come to church to listen.
但是迟迟就是不肯接受进一步的来接受这个福音。
But many appears to be not willing to accept the gospel.
那按照我自己的分析
，According to my interpretation，
大概有三方面的因素。
There may be three reasons.
第一个就是他不相信这个福音真的有大能，带着能力。
One, perhaps there is a skepticism as to the power of the gospel.
他不相信这个福音的能力真的能够救我们脱离罪的权势跟脱离这世上的苦事。
That person does not believe the power of the gospel to free us from sin.
他不相信福音的大能真的能够把天上的祝福带给我们。
And that person does not believe that the power of the gospel has the power to bring the blessings from heaven.
他就是不相信。
He's just staunchly unbelieving.
好，第二种。
The second type,
就是有人他不愿意放下这个自尊的包袱。
There are those who are not willing to let go of their self-respect.
啊，因为我们要接受福音的时候。
Because when we accept the gospel,
首先我们要做的一件事情
the very first thing we do,
我要先承认我是一个罪人
is to admit our own sinfulness.
许多人为了保持自己的尊严
and many people as they hang on to their own self-respect,
他觉得福音很好
they felt that they could not do that.
但是为了不让自己与罪人同等放在同等的地位
they could not see themselves as equal to sinners.
所以他宁可放弃了福音
so they would rather give up the gospel.
第三
the third type,
就是他们不肯脱下传统的包袱
they would not give up tradition
就好像犹太人
such as the Jewish people
他们认为他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔
they believe they are descendants of Abraham
他们是上帝的选民
they were the chosen people of God
他们有摩西的律法
and they have the laws of Moses
所以他们常常为自己的身份自高自大
and they felt privileged because of their position
就是连这位救世主耶稣基督来到他们的面前
And then when Jesus came in the midst,
用许多的律法先知书来证明他就是预言中的那位弥赛亚
And has given many proofs that he was the Messiah,
甚至他行了很多的神迹奇事证明自己就是这位救世主
And Jesus performed many miracles to prove that he was the Messiah,
但是他们就是不肯相信不肯接受
But the Jewish people just refused to accept him.
除了犹太人之外
Aside from Jewish people,
中国人也有许多传统的包袱。
There are those people, there are Chinese people who also hold on to their tradition.
我们有进化论的包袱。
We have the those people who believe in evolution.
我们有无神论的包袱。
There are people who believe in atheism.
那无神论的人多数都认为我自己就是神。
Those who do not believe in the existence of God believe only in themselves.
还有中国人最多的就是偶像迷信的包袱。
And among Chinese, I must say there are also still many who still believe in idols.
当然，我今天不近身的去解释这三个包袱。
I would not have time to explain further.
但是我的意思就是说，许多人因为习惯了这些旧有传统的包袱
，But suffice it to say that many people are comfortable with what they believe and their traditions.
所以他们就是不肯把自己的心门打开，来进一步的认识这个福音。
They are just unwilling to open their hearts to accept the gospel.
他们只是把这个当做一个非常好的教导。
And they are only considering this as good teachings.
听可以
，They can listen.
但是叫我接受。就是不可以
but they will not accept.
好，所以很多人来听，他一定会来。
So many people just come to listen.
也会来很多年
and come for many years.
但是一提到叫他信耶稣，他转头就走。
But when the moment you bring up accepting Jesus, they would turn away.
保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们
Paul also mentioned in Romans.
这福音本是上帝的大能，为要拯救那些一切相信他的人。
He said that the gospel is the power of God for the is it for the salvation of everyone?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
这福音的大能是要显现在谁的身上呢？
The power of God is to be demonstrated.
就是在那些愿意相信又接受的人身上。
In those Christians who believe and accept.
所以如果一个人硬要紧紧抓住他过去旧有的包袱
So if a person were to hang on to the old beliefs and tradition,
抓住人的这种骄傲自尊
And to hang on to the prideful self-respect.
把自己的怀疑紧紧地抓住。
And hang on to himself.
我要说的是。
What do I mean?
他自己把福音的大能从他身上给推出去了。
This person is in fact pushing away the power of the gospel.
当然，圣经上面上帝所应许的祝福就没有办法。落在他的身上。
And therefore, all the blessings of the power of the gospel cannot descend on this person's life.
所以其实说真实的应当是说他自己放弃了。
So in other words, this person refuses to accept.
所以撒旦才有机会把这个道从他心里面夺去。
And that allows the evil one, Satan, to snatch the seed.
我们现在讲到第二种。
So now we move on to the second
就是土浅石头地的听道者
And this will be the seed that fell on rocky soil
既然讲了土浅石头地
The rocky soil
意思就是说这个土地只是表面薄薄的一层
So this means to say that there is a very thin surface of dirt
但是它下面呢就全部都是石头
Underneath that dirt will be rocks
不管什么样的石头
Whatever type of rocks,
反正就是石头
they're all rocks.
所以呢种子虽然丢在这个土地上它好像开始发芽了
So as the seed falls in the soil, it appears to take sprout.
可是长了没多久因为底下石头把它挡住了
But not for long because it cannot take root.
所以很快就枯萎了
So it withers away.
这个是代表一个没有根基的信心
So this represents something that is not rooted in our beliefs.
在二十到二十一节主耶稣怎么说呢
So from verse 21 to 22
他说人听得到当下欢喜领受只因心里没有根不过是暂时的即至未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫立刻就跌倒了
And the Bible says that the one with whom seed was sown on the rocky plains this is the manwho's heard the word and immediately receives it with joy. But he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises, immediately he falls away.
我们知道真的许多人在听到福音或者听到见证的时候
Many people, after they listen to the gospel,
心灵确实有感动
Perhaps they were moved in their hearts.
他们也愿意接受这个福音
And they were willing to accept the gospel.
因为每一个人都希望上帝的祝福能够落在自己的身上
Because everyone wants the blessings of God.
这是很自然的事情
And this is natural.
但可惜的是
However,
他们信是信了
although they believe,
但是他们却没有继续花功夫下去在真理上面来学习
Unfortunately, it hasn't taken root in the truth of the gospel.
而这些人其实是带着一种错误的观念来信耶稣
Because these people have the wrong perception and understanding of the gospel
特别过去曾经拜过偶像的、这个后来信了耶稣的基督徒比较容易有这个问题
Especially those that have previously worshipped idols
许多人都以为信耶稣就好像买了一百万一千万的这种保险一样、
Some people felt that once you accept Jesus is that you have a million dollar insurance policy
一旦信了耶稣我就可以万事 OK
Then they think that once they believe in Jesus they have the permission to do anything
我没有风浪没有风浪
There will be no thunderstorms
OK 没有危机
And there will be no danger
生病了祷告马上就好
And if you happen to fall ill and you will be cured right away
开车违规了警察就有眼睛也看不见抓不到
And even you are going against the traffic rules, the police will not find you.
现在去赌博了，祷告，我一定能够赢钱。
And if you go gambling, you pray and you'll win.
确实，许多基督徒以为信了耶稣，只要祷告，万事 OK.
Many people think that once you believe in Jesus, all you need to do is pray and things will be just perfect.
所以呢，平时不太开口祷告。
And in normal times, they rarely open their mouths to pray.
或许有时真的是遇到一点点事情呢会想到、哦、我去找牧师来为我祷告
Or they may turn to the pastor to ask for a prayer
甚至在平安无事的时候呢做礼拜就是两天撒网三天、两天打鱼三天撒网、
It is like
晒网对不起两天去打鱼三天就休息、
It is like you would go fishing for 2 days and you will dry your nets for 3 days
想来就来不想来就不来
So you would come and go as you wish.
当他真的遇到一些大麻烦、大困难的时候
，When real danger approaches,
很快的就会抱怨上帝为什么没有看顾我。
Very easily, then you will feel that God has neglected you.
上帝为什么没有把我挪开这些难处
？And this person begins to blame God for all the troubles.
上帝为什么没有打倒我的敌人
？And blame God for not defeating the enemy.
上帝为什么没有把我的仇敌给挪开
Blaming God for not taking away the enemy
这样的神我信了做什么
If this is the God you believe, what it is for
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
这种信心是完全没有真理根基的信心
This kind of faith has no root and no foundation
这种信心是一种错误的信心
This kind of faith is wrong
这种信心的根基只是建立在自己主观的感觉、上面
The foundation of such a kind of faith is only self-centered.
没有真理根基的信心是经不起考验的。
There is no truth in that, and therefore it cannot withstand trials.
圣经里上帝借着保罗提醒我们了。
And God, through Paul, reminded us.
让我们要用我们的悟性，就是用我们的理性来认识这位神。
That we should use our minds to know this God.
要我们用悟性来明白他借着这本圣经在告诉我们什么。
That we should use our intelligence to understand what God has revealed in this word.
他从来没有要我们用感觉来跟随他。
God has not just said that we should use only our emotions to know Him.
悟性是叫我们来查验。
It is our minds to test and understand.
信心是要我们来经历它。
And our faith is to experience Him.
所以上帝在圣经里面一直强调，从头到尾就是强调信心的重要。
That is why the Bible continues to re-emphasize the importance of faith.
但是我们要知道，这个信心不是自信。
So we must distinguish that this faith is not faith in our own selves.
这个信心是根据上帝借着这本圣经自己说出来的话。
But this faith is based on the foundation of the Word of God.
这就是真理。
This is the truth.
因为在圣经里面，上帝确实向我们保证了。
Because in this Bible, God has promised.
凡是用信心来信靠他的人
，He who believes in faith,
我们真的不会有缺乏的。
That we will not lack in anything.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition,
就是我们要常常住在基督里。
But we have to live constantly in Him.
如果我们从来不读圣经，
If we do not read the Bible,
我们真的不晓得要怎么样常常在基督里。
We may not know how to live in God.
如果我们不读圣经，
If we do not read the Bible,
我们就根本没有办法知道上帝为我们预备的应许祝福有多丰富，有多完全。
We will never discover and understand just how bountiful and how exceedingly more that God has in store for us all His blessings.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
上帝已经把他所有的应许祝福都写在这一本圣经里面了。
God has already revealed to us all His promises and blessings.
甚至他保守这本圣经从开始启示一直到现在，流传到现在，让没有一个政权可以把它推翻，可以把它这个销毁掉。
And God in His power has preserved His word, the Bible, through all the ages, and no authority can take it away.
甚至让我们人人都可以拥有一本。
That every single person can have the Bible.
这是告诉我们什么？
So this is telling us.
上帝希望我们每一个人借着这本圣经来经历它。
That each and every one of us should, through the Bible, come to experience God Himself.
我再说一句。
So let me say it again.
也就是说，这本圣经是我们信心的根据。
That this Bible is the foundation of our faith.
是我们得福的一个确据。
And it is the means to our obtaining God's blessings.
所以如果我们不肯花时间读它的话，
So if we do not want to spend time to read the Bible,
我们对上帝的应许是一无所知，
Then we will be deprived of the blessings of God.
那我们知道，我们只是信他，
We know that we believe in God.
但是我们却不知道要怎么样向他支取力量，
But we may not know how to draw strength from God.
我们不知道要怎么样来信靠他。
We may not know how to depend on Him.
当我们没有办法信靠他的时候，
And when we cannot don't know how to depend,
只能靠自己，
Then we turn to our own selves.
我们就没有力量来面对从各方面来的这种风浪。
And then we will feel weak that we cannot face the troubles that come our way.
那当我们在生活当中享受不到上帝的应许的时候，
But as we experience God's blessings in our lives,
我们的生活岂不跟世人一样活在愁苦担忧里面吗？
But would our lives continue to be in anxiety and in trouble?
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道基督徒和世人最大的不同在哪里？
Do you know what is the greatest distinction between a Christian and a non-Christian?
除了我们有永生之外，
Aside from the fact that we have eternal life,
其实是更现实的一件事情，
A more present tense fact,
就是我们在现代的生活当中，
is that in our daily lives today,
我们可以享受上帝的应许成为我们生活中的保障。
We can have the assurance of God's blessings in our lives today.
只要我们能够把我们的信心扎根在这个真理的根基上。
Only if we can take root in God's word.
但是我要问，
Let me ask you,
你现在的信心，
Your faith today,
你的信心的根基，
The foundation of your faith,
你是在哪扎在哪一个基础上？
In what soil is this grounded in?
金钱，
In money,
你的事业，
In your profession,
你的能力，
In your strength,
你的经验，
In your experiences,
你的父母，
In your parents,
你的财产，
In your wealth,
或者是世上的专家，
Or in the experts of this world.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
只有在真理上面的信心才是经得起考验的。
There is only the faith that is grounded in truth can withstand the temptation of this world.
我要鼓励你把你信心的根基从真理以外的东西全部扭转回来。
I would encourage you to transfer the foundation of your faith from other things into the Word of God.
给自己一个机会。
Give yourself this chance.
来查验一下这位神的应许是真的还是假的。
Test and see for yourselves.
好，第三
the true power of God.
Okay, 第三个我们要讲到。
Now let us turn to the third soil.
荆棘地的听道者。
The seed that fell on thorny soil.
好，这里讲到这个荆棘地是它这个土壤是不错的。
The story about the seed that fell on the thorns among the thorns.
因为它会长了很多东西出来。
In fact, actually started out well.
但可惜的是。
However.
因为没有好好的管理。
It was not well taken care of.
就好像我不太会种东西。
It's like I'm not good in planting.
很多人很好意给我这个菜那个树的，结果我种到我家里都是长了。很多的杂草都把它盖住了。
I am not much of a gardener, but many of my friends would give me plants.
所以，这个荆棘地的听道者。
So this example about the thorns.
其实就是说这个土地本身是不错的。
It means to say that the ground itself is not bad.
但是因为缺乏好好的管理。
But because of the lack of care.
就任由它长了许多没有用的植物。
So it.Allowed many unnecessary things to grow.
所以就浪费了这块土地的价值。
And it became a wasted the good soil.
好，这个土地代表什么呢？
So what does the soil represent?
就是代表一个听到却没有行道的基督徒。
This means that a person who has received and listened but has not acted upon what he listened to.
我刚才说了。
So earlier I said.
基督徒在神的面前是有承受应许的一个恩典。
A Christian has the blessing of receiving God's promises.
可是我们的心常常被世上的各样的事物给辖制。
But our hearts, unfortunately, have been entangled by many of the things of this world.
所以我们没有办法好好的来享受上帝的应许。
So these prevented us from actually experiencing the promises of God.
在二十二节这里很清楚地告诉我们。
Verse 22.
荆棘是代表从各方面来的这些迷惑跟试探。
The thorns actually represent all the deceit and riches of this world.
这个圣经很宝贵。
The Bible is very precious.
也很真实。
And it's practical.
它把我们面对的这个世界，这世界的真相都告诉我们了。
And it has explained to us all the realities of this world.
圣经里面告诉我们，这个世界本来就是充满了各样的诱惑跟试探。
Because this world is by itself.Filled with a lot of thorns and temptations.
有金钱的诱惑。
There is the temptation of money.
有名利权位的这些诱惑试探。
The temptation of fame and power.
甚至有肉体情欲的试探诱惑。
And there is also the temptation of sex and physical lust.
为什么要说它是诱惑跟试探呢？
Why do we call them temptation?
因为这些事物它会抓住我们的心。
Because these things tend to strangle your hearts.
会抓住到一个地步，让我们迷失了人的这个正确的一个方向，或者是迷失了人的本性。
So once it strangles your heart, then you are led away until you are unaware of where you're going.
所以，如果我们是按照正常的需要去追求的话
，But if we pursue these things in a normal way,
那个不叫迷惑，也不是试探
，Then it is not temptation.
其实这些事物，世界上的事物，之所以会成为我们的试探跟诱惑。
And the reason why these things in this world turn into temptation,
就是因为人的一个根本的因素。
It is because of the essence of man.
人里面的贪。
Because of the greed inside the man.
我相信这世界上的每一个人。
I believe everyone in this world.
心里面或多或少都有贪念。
Whether plenty or less, everyone has a bit of greed.
都会不满足。
Everyone has discontent.
我想我只能提几件事情，你们想想是不是这样。
I will cite a few examples, and you can reflect on your own.
有多少人在一个礼拜当中没有抱怨过？
How many of us within a span of a week has not shown anger?
甚至不是 shown anger, 就是他有点抱怨。
Or shown
murmuring.
Murmur.
我想我们常常看不见自己已经拥有的。
Often we will see what we have.
我们看不见。
We cannot see what we have.
我们总是眼睛盯着那些不属于我们的。
But we only see the things that do not belong to us.
或者是别人有的。
Or those that belong to someone else.
我讲到这个，首先讲到姐妹们。
I talked about the sisters.
我常常听到的，女人总是少一件衣服。
That the women always feel there is just they are just short of one pair of a dress.
男人呢，永远觉得我的钱赚的不够。
And the men perhaps would feel that they are not earning enough money.
我有了一万，我要十万。
I need 10,000. Another person needs 100,000.
我有了十万，我下一个目标是一百万。
If 100,000, then I need $1,000,000.
还有啊、哦，我以前常常听到这个，有一些弟兄们，其实不一定是弟兄们，其实在外面很多男人都会说，你看别人太太多美丽，多温柔。
And there are some men that I knew would always say, so and so's wife is even more tender and loving.
那当然，有的太太也不服气啦。
And the wives would not be happy.
你看看某某人的丈夫多有本事，多体贴。
And the wives would say that so and so's husband is very caring and gentle.
我听到一个很熟的朋友，他在讲他们的事情。
A close friend of mine was telling me their family stories.
这个太太常常在夸别人先生。这太太常常夸别人的先生。
The wife always praise someone else's husband.
那个先生本来平时不太说话的。
And the husband is normally quiet.
那天发火了。
And that day he was
生气了。
He became angry.
那你干脆打好，就是把行李拿好，你干脆去嫁给那个人算了。
Finally, the husband said, "Why don't you just pack up and go find another husband?"
那去嫁给那个人。
Or
他在夸奖的那个人。
Or go to that person that the wife was praising.
啊，其实我们看到小孩子也有这样的心态。
Even children often display this kind of.
妈妈煮的饭不好吃。
That they would find the food that their parents cook are not.
某某人家的父母他们好会做菜，他做的饭就是好吃。
But someone else's family has better food.
每一个人或多或少，我们心里都带着贪念。
Every one of us has a little bit of dissatisfaction in our hearts. What is greed?
对自己拥有的不满足就是贪。
It is a lack of contentment in our hearts.
如果一个人不肯对付自己的里面的贪念，
if we cannot face the greed in our hearts,
没有机会那就没事。
There is no opportunity. There is no chance.
那如果有机会的话。
But if there is a chance for it to happen,
我相信迟早都会掉到这个迷惑陷阱的坑里面去。
Sooner or later, that greed will lead us into the,
那最后呢？
Into temptation.
那当然就是给自己带来数不完的烦恼困扰。
And finally, it may lead us into the path of unending trouble.
你看现在许多人为了赚大钱。
Many people, because of their desire to earn lots of money,
不肯老老实实的去工作。
They do not wish to work hard in a acceptable way.
天天做发财梦。
But they dream of making riches.
连做梦，对，连做梦都想让他发财了。
And even in their dreams, they think of making lots of money.
所以很多人现在很多人。
So many people.
现在都去买这个彩券 lotto.
Go out to buy a lotto.
我讲的是包括基督徒哦，基督徒也有这样的人。
Even Christians do this.
总想着有一天
，one day，
一个不小心
，maybe
机会被我得到
，maybe I will hit the luck.
啊，我就可以住个大洋房
，and they will be living in riches.
然后开个好的轿车
，I will drive fanciful car.
我还要奉献给上帝
，and I will even give a portion to the church.
我常常对他们说。你不要再做白日梦了。
So I tell them stop daydreaming.
所以很多人就是喜欢买股票。
Many people like to play the lottery.
也是一样的。
That's the same reason.
甚至有人希望能够借着赌博哪一次一样的给我有一个机会让我能够大赚一笔。
Some people go gambling thinking that they might win one day.
但事实告诉我们什么？
But reality tells us.
这些人赔的钱比赚的钱更多，多上好几倍。
These people probably invested more than what they win.
但是他们的心不扭转。
But the heart is unyielding.
所以就更常常去担心着赚钱赔钱的事情。
And they are consumed by the thought of making money.
弄得自己心神不宁。
So that they are unsettled.
甚至影响其他的人或者是家里的人。
And it affects other people around them.
那我也看到许多人为了追求世界的享受。
So many people, because of their pursuit of the happiness of this world.
甚至是情欲上的享受。
and in the pleasures of this world,
就把更多的时间精力投资在这个世界里面。
Spent more and more of their time and money into these things.
啊，年轻人其实现在成年人一样。
Young men and older people.
天天钻在电脑里。
Staring into the computer day long.
现在 internet 特别方便。
And even the internet is.
一钻进去以后就不出来了。
They are stuck in there once they go in.
饭也不想吃。
They skip their meals.
觉也不想睡。
Stay up all without sleeping.
弄到最后，甚至有的出了门以后，连家都不想回。
And there are those who even do not come home anymore.
一旦有人被这些试探诱惑给迷住的时候
，When people are captivated by these things,
这个人的家庭一定是鸡犬不宁的。
The family also suffers.
世人活在这样的光景里面。
And when they live within these circumstances,
但是基督徒却不应当这样。
But the Christian should not be.
圣经告诉我们，我们要追求的是属灵的富足。
Because the Bible tells us that what we should pursue are the truths of the Bible.
我们的目标不在这个世界。
Because our goal is not in this world.
因为圣经明明告诉我们，
The Bible tells us.
这个世界和其上的一切东西，有一天都要销毁。
Because all the things in this world are going to disappear one day.
只有上帝所赐的福才是真实可以让我们享受而且是永远拥有的。
Only the blessings that are from God will sustain forever.
甚至上帝在箴言里面也应许我们。
And the Bible also, the God also promised us.
他所赐的福是富足又不加上忧虑。他所赐给我们的福
The blessings that God has given us
是富足又没有忧虑
are
abundance
Abundance and without
worry.
Worry.
那我们要怎么样承受这个应许呢？
So how do we accept this promise?
很简单。
It is simple.
我们不需要去绕远路。
You do not go to take a big turn.
雅各书第一章二十二到二十五节很清楚地告诉我们。
James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25 says,
我希望弟兄姐妹能够把这个经文打开。
Let us turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章的二十二到二十五节。
James 1, 22 to 25.
要习惯打开圣经。
Let us
add. 读神的话。
Develop the habit of turning to our Bibles and reading God's word.
知道神告诉我们的是什么。
And we will know for ourselves what God is telling us.
雅各书第一章二十二节这里告诉我们。
James 1, 22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
James 1:22-25. But prove yourselves doer of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of a person he was. But one who has looked intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty,and abides by it, and having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does.
雅各书很清楚告诉我们答案。
James is very clear.
其实从旧约一直到新约都是同样的这个命令。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, the same command.
就是听见神的话。
Is to listen to God's word.
就照样去行。
And you should do what you know.
这里讲得更清楚。
This is even clearer.
就是在你所行的这件事上，神的福必然临到你。
That if you are doing it, the blessing of God will come upon you.
好，我举两个例子。
Two examples.
好像马太福音第六章三十三节。
Much like Matthew chapter 6:33.
他告诉我们，你们要先求神的国和神的义，所以你们所需用的这一切，他必加给你们。
And Matthew 6:33 says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you.
好，所以我们努力，我们要努力做的就是要先求神的国，神的义。
So what we should work hard on is to seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
就是顺服神的命令。
And it is to follow God's command.
不要停止主日的崇拜。
Let us not stop worshiping God.
不要停止读经祷告生活。
Let us not stop studying the Bible.
如果有机会侍奉，就不要推卸责任。
If you have an opportunity to serve, do not shy away.
还有，不要停止让自己的生命开始成长。
And let us not stop in growing in spiritually.
如果我们愿意尽自己的本分
，If we want to do our part,
上帝一定会向我们实现他的应许。
God will surely show us His promises.
如果我们能够做到先求神的国神的义
，If you can continue to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness,
主应许他要把你一切所需要的加给你。
God promised that all these things will be added to you.
这一切包括什么
？Everything includes what?
你的工作。
Your work,
你的生活
your life,
你的健康
your health,
你的寿命
your
上帝必定加恩典给你
God will continue to add all these things to your life
好第二个例子
Second example
箴言书第三章五到六节这是我最喜欢的一个经文
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 is one of my favorite verses
我希望弟兄姐妹把这个经文也是一样把它背起来
I would encourage you also to memorize this
箴言书第三章五到六节
So Proverbs 3, chapter 3Verse 5 to 6.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Okay, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 reads, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
当我们在做任何事或者做任何重要的决定之前
That in whatever we do and whatever decisions we have to make
让我们先到主的面前
Let us come before God
来寻求神的指示神的带领
And seek His guidance and His will
当有神的提示的时候
So when God reveals His will
我们再做进一步的行动
Let us take one more step to act upon it
而不是像我们现在通常的人做的
Not like many of us do today
我们先做了决定
We first decide.
我们先行动了。
We first act on it.
然后我们说主啊，你来帮助我，你来成全我。
And then we said to God, please bless me.
我们做的刚刚好，相反。
We are doing it in the wrong order.
所以箴言书第三章五到六节很清楚告诉我们了。
But in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it is very clear.
如果我们能够在凡事开始以前，让神先到我们里面来。
The right order is to come first before God.
让他来带我们走这条路。
Let God be the one to guide us in the way we move.
让他来带我们进行这个计划。
Let God take us in the direction of our plan.
让他来指导我们该怎么做这一个选择。
Let God give us the guidance to make our decisions.
如果我们真的能这样做的话。
And if we truly do this,
这里他已经应许了。
God, the Bible says God will give us His promises.
他必指引你的路。
For He will show your path.
不但是指引你的路
Not only will he show your path,
他会在这条路上与你同行
But he will actually accompany you on the road
你的结果就全都掌握在主的手中你还需要担心吗
And therefore, the results of your work will all be in his hands
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
所有蒙福的答案都在圣经里
So all the answers to God's promises and blessings
我们真的不需要到世界去绕远路
are all embedded in the Bible, and there is no need for us to seek elsewhere in this world.
但是我发现有一个通常的，就是一个普遍性的问题。
But there is a common problem.
许多基督徒听了许多篇的道理。
Many Christians have listened to many.
我们也能够明白了很多，好像圣经的真理、圣经的故事，我们知道的很多。
We have listened to many, many Bible stories and truths.
但是我要问。
But let me ask you.
有多少人有行道的见证跟行动呢？
How many of us truly have the testimony of actually doing God's word?
我们是不是常说为什么我的祷告神都不太听
？Perhaps we ask ourselves why?
为什么一个人所走的路上总是充满了一些麻烦跟一些这个拦阻跟苦事
？And why isn't God answering my prayer? And why am I facing all these troubles?
甚至为什么我觉得我们向人家传福音？好像总是没有果效。
And why is it that every time we try to share the gospel, there seems to be no effect?
我想你应该知道答案。
I believe you have the answers.
雅各书这里很清楚告诉我们。
James is very clear.
只有听了神的话照样去做的人。
Those who listen and do what
真的能够随时经历到上帝的应许应验在他身上。
This man shall be blessed in what he does.
也就是说
And this means to say,
一个听到又行道的人，
the person who listens,
无论他往哪里去，
wherever he goes,
主的平安必与他同在。
God's peace will be with him wherever he goes.
不管他到哪里去办什么事情，
whatever he does,
顺利都会给他。
Things will go smoothly.
那么他祷告，神也一定会成全。
And if he prays, God will be listening.
甚至当他心里想还没有说，神就已经开始为他预备恩典了。
Even the words have not yet formed in your mouth when you pray, God is listening.
即使我们可能也会遇到一些的危险危机。
Of course, we will continue to face danger.
但是因为有主的同在，
but knowing that God is with us,
主会亲自把他藏在他的翅膀底下。
God will take us under His wings,
甚至让他享受随时的恩典跟能力，
so that we will have immediate help and strength,
来度过各样的难处跟那些环境，
that we will be strengthened to rise above all the problems.
这就是不加上忧虑的富足。
So this is what it means that we are not anxious.
所以弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你愿不愿让这个不加上忧虑的富足成为你自己的祝福呢？
So do you not want to have this blessing that is without worry?
你知道怎么做了吧？
So we know what to do.
很简单。
It is simple.
听见主的话。
Listen to God's word.
然后就照样去做。
And we should do what we
用信心去做。
We should act upon them in faith.
我相信你会很快开始经历他的丰盛。
And once we believe, we will be enjoying God's promises.
第四个，我们讲到好土地。
Now the fourth type of soil is the good soil.
二十三节里面也告诉我们，这种土地是不断的结果子。
Verse 23 tells us that this type of seed that is in a good soil continues to bear fruit.
结了果子也能够让别人享受。
And the fruit is enjoyed by many.
那这个土地跟前面的三种土地。
Now this type of soil is different from the other three.
有一个最大的不同。
The main difference,
不是环境的不同，
it is not in the circumstances,
不是能力的不同，
it is not in strength,
最重要是心态的不同，
but rather in our attitudes.
所以第四种土地是代表一个单纯信靠、单纯顺服的听道者。
So the fourth type of soil exemplifies the pure acceptance and pure belief in our hearts.
我们要晓得一个好土地不是天生下来就自然成型的。
Because a good soil does not come naturally.
它一定要经过多次多方的这种调整修理。
It has to be toiled and taken care of.
甚至要施肥。
And it has to be fertilized.
就是要成为这个好土，这个土地就必须要让接受这个主人的调整，随时的调整。
So to become good soil, you have to allow the gardener to toil and fertilize.
我们看到有些农夫他要种东西，他必须要先翻土。
As you can see, some farmers need to aerate the ground before planting.
甚至他要常常去除杂草。
And to take out the weeds.
甚至他要施肥。
And put in the fertilizers.
我们知道这个是那个肥料很臭，对不对？
And the fertilizer sometimes stinks.
可是这个土地它不能拒绝。
But the soil cannot refuse the fertilizer.
它一定要接受主人在它身上的施肥。
Because the soil has to accept the gardener's fertilization.
当它顺服的时候。
When you are, when you accept the training,
这个土地才能够按照主人的心意结出最好的果子出来。
Then the good soil can continue to bear fruit, according to the wishes of the gardener.
这就是说，我们成为一个基督的门徒、信徒。
So this means to say that we become disciples and believers of Jesus.
主希望我们每一个人都能够有一个单纯信靠、单纯顺服他的心。
The Lord wishes that we all become true and genuine believers of Him.
他希望我们能够在这个世上能够成为一个多结果子的好土地。
And His desire is for us to become bearers of fruit.
那怎么样的单纯顺服呢？
So how do we follow Him?
就是不管主人要在我们身上做什么。
So no matter what the Master wants to do in our lives.
我们只有安静顺服。
That we can be calm and accepting.
上帝怎么说？
And what does God say,
我们就怎么做？
We would follow.
上帝说你不要停止聚会。
God says do not stop coming to church.
我就不要停止聚会。
Then we would not stop.
上帝怎么说我就怎么听我就怎么信。
Whatever God says, I do and I follow.
上帝说你要去服事。
God says serve.
上帝说你要去传福音。
God says go and preach the gospel.
上帝说你要去爱人。
God says love others.
上帝既然这样说，我就尽力的去做。
And if God says so, I will do my utmost.
当然，有可能我们会有失败的时候。
Of course, many times we fail.
有可能我们会有犯错的时候。
Many times we do incorrect.
但是一个好徒弟的态度是什么呢？
But a good disciple has this attitude.
失败了没关系。
No matter failure,
再来一次。
We will try again.
跌倒了没关系。
We may fall,
再站起来。
But we will rise up again.
一个好徒弟，他要成为一个好徒弟，他必须要对自己不灰心。
A good disciple never quits.
继续努力来追求顺服主的要求。
Continuing to strive forward to the will of God.
一直顺服到达到目标为止。
We do not cease until we reach the target.
当这个人愿意顺服上帝的命令的时候。
Now, if we continue to follow,
上帝看这个人是他愿意，他乐意啊，就是说他看重神的事情。
That God will see that He is pleased with your efforts.
他看重神的命令。
Because you pay attention to God's will.
那么，上帝也会看重这个人所有的需要。
And God will understand all your needs.
当这个人愿意被神修剪的时候。
But if we are willing to be pruned by God,
神也乐意造就他。
God will help us grow.
栽培他
and continue to nourish us.
让他能够成为一个这个世界上有价值，而且真的是能够多结好果子的好土地。
And we will become seeds in good soil that bears much fruit.
所以很简单的，要做一个好土地。
So it is very simple to be a good disciple.
就是要存着一个单纯信靠顺服的心。
Most importantly, is a genuine willing attitude.
顺服主的话。
To follow and accept the word of God.
那要顺服主的话，我们就要下一个决心。
We have to decide in our hearts to accept the word of God.
不要再效法世人的样式。
And we do not continue anymore in the ways of this world.
不要再羡慕世人的追求。
We do not anymore covet the things of this world.
我们的目标就是单单听主的话。
Our one and only goal is the word of God.
凡事上愿意讨主的喜悦。
That in all things we seek to please Him.
不管这个事情容易不容易。
Whether it's easy or hard.
追求成圣。
We would continue to strive.
追求信心的成长。
To grow in our faith.
是不容易。
It's not easy.
但是虽然不容易，但是我还是要去做。
But in spite of the difficulties, I continue to strive on.
因为这是上帝的要求。
Because this is what God asks.
只要自己有一点点力量。
Whatever strength is left in me,
我就尽力去做。
I continue to do.
这人在神的眼中就是一个好徒弟。
Now this is a good disciple.
这人在神的面前不可能不经历他的丰盛。
So this person will of course experience the promises of God.
我要讲一个真实的故事。
So let me share with you a real story.
我在Wayne那边有一个查经班。
In my Bible study.
在餐馆里面。
Among the restaurant workers.
那么有一个姐妹，她信主，她因为她信主了以后
，There was one sister who has believed in God.
那我为了不让他们就信了主以后就流失了
，So I did not want them to drift away after believing.
所以我就决定在那个餐馆里面开始这个查经班。
So I started a Bible study in the restaurant.
感谢主，因为那个餐馆的老板娘非常爱主。
I was thankful that the owner of the restaurant was very loving and believing in Jesus.
所以他也很鼓励他所有的员工来听这个查经。
She encouraged all the restaurant workers to come to the Bible study.
那我讲了这个姐妹呢，她也是在查经班中里的一个。
So the sister that I'm talking about is among those who work in the Bible study.
有一次，她就请这个老板娘转告我。
So one day she asked the boss to tell me.
她说：“你可不可以请杨传道为我祷告
？”So can you ask Evangelist Yang to please pray for me.
我想要有一个，想要生一个孩子。
I would like to have a child.
后来我就问这个老板娘。
So I asked the owner of the restaurant.
她结婚了没有？
Is this sister married?
她说没有。
She told me no.
我就把这个放在一边，我不理了。
So I sort of put this thought aside.
后来过了几个月。
Several months passed.
她又来，她自己来找我。
And this lady, this sister came to me herself.
因为老板娘告诉她说，你自己去找杨传道。
Because the owner of the restaurant told her to just go.
她又来跟我讲了。
Tell evangelist herself.
她说，杨传道，你可不可以为我祷告
？So she said, Evangelist Yang, please pray for me.
我很想生一个孩子。
I would like to have a baby.
我就问她说，你结婚了没有
？So I asked her, Are you married?
她说没有。
She said no.
我就问他说，你没有结婚为什么生孩子？
But how would you get, have a baby if you're not married?
那后来他就跟我坐下来。
Finally, she sat down.
讲了很长的一个故事。
She told me her story.
我就长话短说。
And then, in short,
因为在中国福建的地方有个传统。
Because in China, from the province of Fujian,
双方要结婚要有很大很重的礼。
There's a lot of expectations to get married.
那他们两个在美国是打工的。
She and her boyfriend were working in the U.S.
我说我们两个完全没有办法按照父母双方父母的要求来来举行这个婚礼，不可能。
And they realized that they could not meet up with the expectations of both sides of parents for the dowry.
但是我们两个很彼此相爱。
But they loved each other.
最后我们就决定。
So they decided.
我们就不举行婚礼，但是我们就住在一起了。
That they could not go through the wedding ceremony.
那到现在已经六年了。
And they just lived together for 6 years.
我们一直没办法 生孩子。
But they could not conceive.
我去找过医生。
And they consulted the doctors.
医生说我有问题。
And the doctor says they had trouble.
然后我的先生就开始对我有意见。
And the husband or the man had some ideas.
Yeah, 就是不开对他不开心。
Or decided or treated her badly.
后来有个机会让他的这个应该是讲说未婚夫或者是先生了，他也去检查。
And the man also went to see the doctor.
结果医生说他的问题更大。
And they realized that he too had problems.
所以意思就是两个都有问题。
They had conditions that did not allow them to conceive.
他说怎么办？
So what would they do?
我说好。
So I told her.
现在。
From now on.
我要你做一件事情。
I would like you to do this.
既然你们两个是基督徒。
Since you are both Christians.
基督徒要活在光明里面。
You should live in the light.
我要你去补做一件事情。
I need you to fix something.
到town里面去登记。
You should go to the town center, municipal center.
她害怕。
She was scared.
因为他们没有身份。
Because they were undocumented.
后来我就鼓励他们。
But I encouraged them.
我说不管有多难。
Regardless of the circumstances.
你去做。
You have to be
神保守你。
Registered. And God will protect you.
当你顺服的时候。
So when you obey,
你看神会不会祝福你？
And God will, you will see how God blesses you.
感谢主，她回去跟她的先生就商量了。
So she went and discussed this matter with her boyfriend.
大概讲了两个礼拜。
Two weeks later,
终于顺服了。
She won.
她跟我讲了时间。
And she gave me a time.
好，我就告诉她，好，我会为你们祷告。
And she, I started to pray for them.
感谢主。
And thank God.
她登记完毕以后。
That after they registered in the married, got married.
下一个月其实就是两个礼拜之后，上帝就赐给他一个可爱的 baby.
Two weeks or after thereafter, they were able to conceive.
现在这个孩子已经一岁了。
And they now have a beautiful child.
那这个姐妹的见证。
Now this testimony of this.
就影响了查经班里面，餐馆查经班里面的另外一个弟兄。
The story of this sister touched another brother in the restaurant.
他本来在中国是做公安的。
He used to be a policeman in China.
那他说我这一辈子什么都不缺。
And he said that he lacked nothing in this world.
但是我一生中最遗憾的是。
But there was one thing he missed.
我的媳妇不能生育。
The daughter-in-law could not conceive.
他们已经结婚四年了。
And had been married for 4 years.
找遍了中医西医。
And they have consulted with
能做的都做了。
Doctors and Chinese doctors.
去庙里也去烧香了。
They have gone to the temples.
最后，他的太太带着他的儿子媳妇去找算命的。
Finally, the wife took the son to a fortune teller.
这算命的就告诉他。
The fortune teller said.
他说：“哎呀呀，你真可怜。
”I think what a pity.
他说：“看了你们的八字，注定你们终身就是无后无子无孙。”
Your sign seems to show that you will forever not have any children.
哇，他听完这一句话，他说：“我傻了。”
So after hearing this, he was devastated.
这是我心里面最大的痛。
And that was the thing that really hurt him.
说我可以向耶稣求吗？
So he asked me if I could. He could pray to God.
其实那个时候他也是刚信主没有多久。
And this person was recently a believer.
我说可以。
So I encouraged him to pray.
继续祷告。
To continue to pray.
继续读神的话。
And read God's word.
还有一件事情。
And one more thing.
向你的家人传福音。
Share the gospel with your family.
我们为他祷告，他要知道我们在向谁祷告。
And we prayed for him.
那我当然我也拿了电话跟他们家人打了个电话。
So I called the family.
感谢主。
Thank God.
半年以后。
Half a year later.
真的怀孕了。
The daughter-in-law conceived.
现在这个孩子也已经半岁多了。
And the child, the grandchild now is about half, 6 months old.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
上帝的应许是又真又活的。
God's promises are real and living.
他让我们在这个世上，让我们能够经历他的祝福。
He wants us to experience his
blessings. 因为他知道我们生活的劳苦愁烦。
Because he knows the pains and the struggles we have.
他愿意让我们享受他全备的祝福。
He wants us to experience the complete joy of his blessings.
我们不要跑到世界里去绕远路。
Let us not go and turn around in circles.
神已经把这本圣经给我们了。
Because God has already given us his word.
如果我们忽略了。
But if we forget,
如果我们放弃了
if we give up,
那将是我们自己一生中最大的损失
then this is our own failure.
所以从这四个土地耶稣告诉我们这四种土地来看
So from the four types of soil,
要成为第四种好土
we have to be the fourth kind of good soil.
不是能不能的问题
it is not whether we can or cannot,
乃是你愿意不愿意的问题
but whether we are willing or not willing.
生命的种子已经赐给我们了
God has given us the seed.
就是耶稣基督的救恩
It is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
丰盛生命的应许也赐给我们了。
And God has given us all His promises.
都在圣经里面。
They're all in the Bible.
但是现在要怎么去支取
？So now, how do we pursue this?
要不要成为第四种好土
？Do we want to be the fourth type of soil?
要不要让神这个不加上忧虑的富足成为你自己的祝福
？Do we not want God's complete blessings that are not?
全在你自己的决定。
It is all depends on our decision.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us now bow in prayer.
慈悲爱我们的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着这本圣经向我们启示。
Thank you, Lord, for revealing your word in our to us.
你祝福的道路。
That you have blessed us.
也谢谢你借着我们真实的经历。
And thank you, Lord, for our experiences.
让我们能够查验你是那位又真又活的真神。
That we can truly experience the true and living God.
你的话是真实可靠的。
Because your word is truth and can be depended on.
你的话是带着能力、带着应许、带着祝福的。
Because your word is full of strength and power and promises.
让我们从今天开始。
So from this day on.
我们也认真对待我们的信仰。
That we will diligently pursue in faith.
我们认真的来读这本圣经。
That we will diligently study your word.
好叫你的应许随时随地能够应验在我们的生活当中。
So that your promises will become a reality in our lives.
让我们每一个人都能够成为这世上最有福的人。
So that every one of us will become wealthy in this world for you.
愿主听我们心中有声无声的祷告。
So may God listen to our prayers.
祝福在座的每位弟兄姐妹。
And bless all the brothers and sisters here.
我们将感谢祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.